Welcome to this lesson on building a jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that old-school rave pressure that sits on top of the drums without fighting the low end. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, a strong ARP can act like a second rhythm section. It can push energy through the mids, lock into the break, and make a drop feel way bigger without needing a huge lead sound or a bunch of extra layers. So we're not just making something that sounds retro. We're making something that actually works in a drum-led track. Start by setting the session up at a DNB tempo. Something around 170 to 174 BPM is a safe zone, and if you want a slightly looser jungle feel, try somewhere around 166 to 172. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveedable. You could use analog too, but Waveedable gives us a clean, flexible starting point. Before you write any notes, decide what job the ARP is doing. Is it a drop hook? Is it an intro tease? Is it a layer and a breakdown? For this lesson, treat it like a drop element. That means it needs to live up in the upper mids and highs, leaving the kick, snare, and sub free to do their thing. Now let's shape the synth. On Waveedable, start with a saw wave or a square saw blend. Add a second oscillator if you want a bit more thickness, but keep the detune tight. We're not trying to build a giant trance stack here. We want something a little unstable, but still controlled. Set the filter to a low pass type, maybe 12 or 24 dB, and bring the cutoff into a range that gives you body, but doesn't get in the way. A little resonance helps with that old school bite, but don't overdo it. Short attack, medium decay, low sustain, short release. That's the basic shape we want, percussive, punchy, and repeatable. If you want a bit more width, add chorus ensemble after the synth, but keep it subtle. Then place a saturator after that and push a little drive into it. Just enough to add density and attitude, not so much that it turns harsh. The goal is for the ARP to cut through breaks and respace, not to sound polished and delicate. Now comes the writing part. We want a two-bar phrase in a minor key. D minor, F minor, G minor, a minor with darker passing tones. All of those can work. Keep the idea tight. Jungle pressure usually comes from short, repeatable motifs, not long melodic runs. A good starting concept is to build around root, fifth, octave, and minor third. For example, in a minor you could work with A, E, A, C, then change the second bar slightly, maybe A, G, E, C, or A, E, G, C. You're aiming for something that feels mechanical, but still musical. Think of it like the ARP is bouncing off the break rather than floating above it. Use 16th notes as the bass, but don't fill every slot. The gaps matter just as much as the notes. Leave space where the snare hits if the break is busy. That's a really important jungle move. If the drums are dense, the ARP needs to become more selective. If the drums are sparse, the ARP can open up a little more. Here is a useful coaching point. Think in accents, not full runs. Pick a few strong notes that define the phrase, then let the rests do some of the work. A tiny octave jump can add lift without needing extra harmony. Even one note that jumps up an octave at the right moment can make the whole phrase feel more alive. Open the MIDI clip and use the velocity lane to shape the groove. Not every note should hit equally. Push some main accents up around 90 to 110. Keep ghost notes lower, around 40 to 70, and use slightly softer pickup notes to lead into the phrase. That velocity shape is part of the rhythm, so treat it like percussion. If you want, you can also use Ableton's Arpeggiator device before the synth, but keep it restrained. A 1/16 rate, gate around 40 to 60%, and a simple style like up, down, or converge can work. But honestly, for this kind of jungle ARP, drawing the MIDI by hand often gives you better control. That's where the groove lies. Now let's make it lock with the drums. Put a break loop on another track, or use your existing drum pattern. The key is to make the ARP interact with the break, not sit politely on top of it. If the break has lots of ghost notes, simplify the ARP. If the break is more open, the ARP can be busier. That push-pull is what creates motion. You can also use a little groove swing from Ableton's groove pool, but keep it subtle. 10 to 20% strength is often enough. Small note nudges can also help the ARP land in a more human place against the snare accents. The important thing is to make it feel like part of the rhythm section. If you mute the bass and the drums plus ARP still feels strong, you're on the right track. Now we move into movement and pressure. Static loops get old fast, especially in DNB. So automate the filter cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. Start a bit closed, then open it up as the phrase develops. That way the track feels like it's building energy even if the MIDI stays simple. You can add auto filter after the synth if you want a separate motion layer. Use a low pass setting, add just a bit of resonance, and if you want, a subtle LFO. but keep it tasteful. The whole point is to create tension and release, not to wash out the rhythm. Echo is another great tool here, but again, keep it controlled. Short sync values like 1/8 or 1/16, low feedback, and filtered repeats can add depth without cluttering the low mids. Hybrid reverb can work too, especially if you use a short room or plate and keep the decay tight. High pass the reverb return so it stays out of the drum's way. If you want more old school pressure, resample the ARP to audio. This is a great trick. Bounce a bar or two, then process the audio with saturator, drum bus, EQ8, maybe even a touch of redux if you want that slightly gritty, lo-fi bite. Drum bus is especially useful if you want a little more knock and density. Blend the resampled version quietly under the original synth. That gives the ARP a more recorded, less purely synth-like feel. You can also layer a second octave. Keep one ARP in the original octave and add another higher layer very quietly. High pass the top layer aggressively so it only adds shimmer. The important thing is to keep the sub clear. Never let the ARP compete with the bass line or kick. Now think about arrangement. A jungle ARP shouldn't just loop unchanged for the entire track. Give it a purpose across the song. Maybe in the intro it's filtered and teasing the hook. In the pre-drop it opens up. In the drop it comes in full. Then at bar 9 or 17, make a small variation. Remove the highest note, shift the filter, or answer with a lower stab. Tiny changes keep the energy alive. You can also use the ARP as a call and response partner with the bass. Let the bass phrase hit, then let the ARP answer. That works especially well in darker rollers and heavier jungle-influenced tunes. It keeps the drop breathing instead of feeling crowded. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the ARP too melodic. If it starts sounding like a lead line from a different genre, pull it back. Reduce the note count and focus on rhythm. Second, don't let it get too wide in the low mids. High pass it earlier if needed and keep the stereo image under control. Third, don't drown it in reverb or delay. The dry signal should stay dominant. Fourth, make sure it leaves room for the snare and important break accents. If the groove loses impact, the ARP is probably too busy or too loud. For darker and heavier DNB, a few extra tricks help a lot. Minor seconds and tritones can add menace, but use them sparingly. A little filtered noise or vinyl texture can add grime. A subtle sidechain with compressor or blue compressor can help if the ARP masks drum transients. And if you want a really authentic feel, try a gritty saturation chain like saturator into EQ8 with a delay on a return. That often feels better than overpolished synth processing. Here's a really good practice exercise. Make 3 different versions of the same 2-bar ARP over the same drum loop. One clean and tight with no effects. One with filter automation and echo for movement. One resampled and processed for grit. Keep the same key. Keep the ARP above the bass range and leave space for the snare. Change only one main thing each time. Rhythm, filter, or tone. Then place those versions into a simple 16-bar arrangement. Maybe the first 4 bars are a filtered intro, the next 4 are the fuller drop, then a small variation, then a stripped-out outro or switch-up. Listen for which version actually works best in context, because that's the real test in drum and bass. The biggest sound isn't always the best hook. The best one is the one that supports the groove and keeps the pressure moving. So to wrap it up, a jungle ARP in DNB works best as a rhythmic hook, not a dense melody. Build it with short minor key phrasing. Keep it away from the sub. Use Ableton's stock devices to add shape, motion, and grit. Make it interact with the break. Automate it over 4, 8, and 16 bars. And above all, focus on repetition, tension, and controlled dirt. That's the old school jungle energy right there. Now let's build one and hear it slam.